Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Life is a struggle to survive. We have our physical problems. We have our financial problems. We have our social problems. We have our psychological problems. Well, how do you cope with your problems? Oh, yes. Life is a struggle to survive. I'm going to be talking to you about claiming the victory. I do not want to make any undue claims, but I believe my message from God's Word will help you in the solution of whatever problem you may have. The title of my message is Claiming the Victory. So open your Bible to 1 Corinthians 10, 1-13. Here now is the Word of God from 1 Corinthians 10, 1-13. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Praise God. I find in Paul's writing three definite lessons I wish to teach you, that we may be helped. First is a lesson of assessment. You noticed in the reading that the Apostle Paul goes back to their history. So I ask you, what makes up your background? Notice Paul's review. He speaks about the Red Sea. That was the experience of Israel when they left Egypt. You may remember they came to the Red Sea. Pharaoh was behind them with his army, and the waters of the Red Sea were in front of them. They could not go back, and it looked as though they could not go forward. It was a struggle to survive, as I say. But God led them through the Red Sea by the hand of Moses. The whole experience was a miracle. God intervened in behalf of his people. Can you remember any great event with God in your life? Evaluate your background. Think about your history. Then Paul goes on to speak about the preservation of the people of Israel as they traveled through the Sinai Peninsula. No water, no food. God provided food for them by giving the manna every morning, enough for the day. On the sixth day, enough for 2 days. He provided for them. When they had no water, Moses was instructed to strike the rock, and a great stream of water gushed from the rock. Water from the rock. And the scripture tells us that that rock that followed them was Christ. Yet God was displeased with them because they would not mix their action with faith. They were overthrown in the wilderness. So, my friend, I'm asking you to take time to assess what you have. Think of where you have come from. It may not all be glorious. It was not all glorious for them, those Jews. And yet an assessment is very important if you are going to claim the victory. I think of my father. He died young, as we think of it today. He died at 61 when I was 13 years old. But my father left a heritage with me, which I have always appreciated. He was a God-fearing man. As I assess my situation, I find it heavy on the good side, and I praise God. I hope that you find some good, too, as you make an assessment of where you come from. The second is the lesson of association. Here we have five specific areas of association. They are not luxurious. They're not attractive. They are serious misdemeanors. Lust. Do not lust after evil things like they did. Oh, I must tell you, we are born with it. From the day that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, we are born with a lust for evil. It must be curtailed. It must be controlled. And he said, do not become idolaters, worshipping false gods, setting up your own god, whatever it might be. I believe in our society, those false gods can be named like this: money, fashion, social standing, self-esteem. Do not be an idolater. Do not associate with idolaters. And do not commit fornication. The reference is made to that terrible situation that happened when the Israelites were coming from Egypt to Canaan and became involved in the interaction with the pagan Moabites. God told them not to mingle with them. They did exactly what the scripture intimates, committed fornication. Do not put Christ to the test. It seems that some people take a certain delight and say, well, if God be God, let him do so, so, so. Don't do that. Do not complain. They complained. Here we are. We would have been better off if we had stayed in Egypt. We're not being treated fairly. Oh, do not do that. Learn the lesson, the good lesson of association, or should I say, disassociation. Reject these five areas of association. This reminds me of the proverbial statement about the one rotten apple in a barrel of apples. The good apples do not make the rotten apple good. The rotten apple makes the good apples bad. Now the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15, evil companions corrupt good morals. Make sure you understand that and avoid the associations that would drag you down. Third is the lesson of assurance. Take to heart what you know, my friend. Take to heart what you know. History. The history particularly of God's people, as written in the Old Testament, is for us. Acquaint yourself with it. Read it carefully. Reflect on it. I refer to the Old Testament. It is often said, what you do not know won't hurt you. But my friend, I change it. What you don't know does hurt you. You should become acquainted and understand what the past can tell you. The Jews have a very good motto. They say, when you forget your past, you cannot plan your future. So what you don't know will hurt you. Keep your self-esteem in check. The scripture says here, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Fall by overconfidence. I know what the self-esteem people tell us. Say to yourself, I am number one. I want to tell you, don't do that. Say to yourself, he is number one. Thinking of Jesus, he is number one. Take heed, because you can fall. You can trip over your own ideas. Many a person has fallen by overconfidence. You can't stand constantly in the presence of evil without it getting next to you. And remember, God has the way. Oh, look carefully at verse 13. That's 1 Corinthians 10:13. Let me read it for you. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. My friend, there are not many options. In fact, there are only two. It is either your way or His way. And He has made the way. He has promised to make the way. Have total and absolute assurance that He will make the way. And notice those two words in the first line. There hath no temptation. No temptation taken you but such as is human. The temptations that come to us are human temptations. We do not have angelic temptations, if indeed they have temptations. Never say, no one understands me, because the temptation you have is a human temptation. Remember, failure is not God's fault. Be assured, God knows. It matters not how severe the pressure comes. God understands. He knows. Yes, amen. And therefore, to claim victory, let us learn the lesson of assessment. What good things we have in our past. Let us learn the lesson of association. Choose them carefully. Be especially careful not to associate with wrong ideas. Learn the lesson of assurance. There is God's way of escape. His way is the right way. Yes. Now join me in prayer. O God, we are here in this life, and we must live it. There are no options. We must live our lives. I pray, Lord, that Thou wilt help my friend and me to claim the victory that is possible, and to learn these lessons and appropriate them daily, the lessons of assessment and association and assurance. Give us comfort in our hearts to know there is a way, God's way. I'm so glad I'm yours. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for teaching us on such an important subject. My friend, isn't it a comfort to know that Jesus understands your temptations? Hebrews 4:15 tells us that Jesus was tempted in the same ways we are, yet He didn't give in to those temptations and sin. Because He did not sin, He is able to give us victory. And what a blessing it is to be able to walk in His victory. Now, friend, perhaps you have some questions about what you heard today. Maybe you're struggling with temptation, and you're not sure how to find victory. We'll be happy to address your questions from a biblical standpoint. We believe the Bible has the answers to all life's questions. So when we answer your questions, we won't tell you what we think. That's not really important. What is important is what God says. That's the standard that will one day be used to judge us. So, send your questions, your comments, or prayer requests to Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send them by the email link that's provided there. Once again, that mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. The web address, once more, www.heraldsofhope.org. And I hope you'll join us next week as we study the Word together. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.